JMV here with Brian Kahn from Floors to Your Home. Fans, if you're shopping for flooring of any kind, you need to check these guys out. You're going to have the most incredible, totally hassle-free shopping experience ever.
JMV, we really appreciate you saying that. That's our goal every day, to offer our customers a quick, easy, and hassle-free experience at all of our Floors to Your Home locations.
Fans, it works like this. You see the product you like, it's going to be cheaper than anywhere else, that's for sure. Then you can immediately take it home with you or have it installed.
That's right. No hassle, no special order. Just see it, buy it, and take it home or have it installed.
Like 3 rooms of hardwood, laminate, or waterproof flooring starting at just $349, and they have everything in stock. I'm doing my whole house, and believe me, this is the best shopping experience you'll ever have.
3 convenient locations, Avon, Noblesville, and Brookville Road.
Who gives the quickest, easiest, and most hassle-free buying experience?
Floors to Your Home. That's who.
Joining us now, the Andy Moore Automotive Group Hotline, in preparation for a first-round series in Milwaukee. Game 1's on Sunday. Pacer is Jalen Smith with us right now. Hey, Jalen, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I asked Aaron this a couple of days ago. It has to be difficult, it would seem. You get in this routine. I mean, you're playing high-level basketball at the end of the year, and then all of a sudden, routine-wise, you're shut down, and you're not doing the normal thing over the course of the week. How are you coping with that?
Pretty much, you just got to be a professional at that point. You know, you got to get in and get what you need, you know, if it's treatment. If it's extra workouts, if it's extra lifts, you got to be able to manage that time and be able to manage that downtime responsibly.
Well, when I was talking to him, I was thinking about you too, because for some, a week long, it's all right, I'm going to get out of routine. That's difficult. But you've battled some things. You've battled through injuries this year a couple of different times. Does a week off do you a great deal of good?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, obviously, the best treatment for injuries is rest, you know, so I mean, at the end of the day, I got to be able to manage that and just being able to figure out when I get in the workout and when I be able to take that day off was nice. But overall, it's been great for me. You know, I've been getting in a lot of work. I've just been getting back right and just getting ready for playoffs.
He is Jalen Smith of the Pacers, again, coming up on Sunday right here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. You got game number one and the first round series with the Bucks. So how much do you take away from 4-1 during the series over the course of the regular season and getting the Bucks again? How much do you take away from what happened in the regular season with Milwaukee?
You can take away a little bit of it. I mean, obviously, you know, beating a great team like that is always good things to watch about that, but you also want to watch the bad and understand, like, what didn't work and what did work. But also, the playoffs is just a whole different animal, you know what I mean? You're not going to get the same calls in the playoffs. Everybody has different schemes. Everybody knows your first, second, and third option, so you got to be able to play around that. And also, just being able to – they have a whole different team now than what we played last time. So, I mean, they added an extra few pieces, so you got to be take account of – make that accountable as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough series for us, but we up for it and we're ready for the challenge.
Jalen, this was mentioned a couple of times after a couple of wins in the regular season. I think Giannis also mentioned the fact that you guys just kind of ran them ragged at the end of games. They ran out of gas at the end of games because of the pace of play. How do you guys continue to play at that pace, knowing that in the postseason, you know, defense has a tendency to rise a little bit and ratchet down? How do you continue to try to play what has been a very successful offensive pace for you guys?
Pretty much, I mean, that's one of our superpowers, you know, just running. You know, obviously, we were really young, you know, I mean, that helps it a lot. So we have nothing but energy. And obviously, just the excitement of being ready to play for playoffs, you know, that just had a goal in our mind that we wanted to do what we can to set ourselves best up for the postseason. I mean, obviously, we got great guards like TJ, Ty, and Andrew that pushes the pace that has nothing but opportunity for us to run.
When you get in the game, and obviously you enjoy playing with your teammates, but a little bit about TJ McConnell, because pace, much like with Tyrese, you come off the bench with somebody that can continue that breakneck type of speed and that offensive pace. What's it like playing alongside him with that group?
It's fun. You know, I mean, TJ's an energy junkie. You know, I mean, he comes off the bench ready to go. I'm sorry, he's always on 100 every day. You know what I mean? He's pretty much the heart and soul of this team. You know, everybody, when the starters come out, we know that TJ's always going to be up for the challenge. He's always going to be pushing the pace for us, and that's just something that we're excited about playing. I mean, obviously, he's always looking for everybody, getting everybody involved. So that just makes it even better for us because, obviously, TJ is that vet for us, you know, and he's experienced it all, so he's just helping out along the way.
Have you ever been around, you called him an energy junkie. Have you ever been around anybody that has that level of energy no matter what every time he goes into a game like TJ McConnell before?
No, TJ is one of a kind, for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing. I often wonder, you ever ask him, how are you able to do that? I mean, just at that level of energy every single time you step on the floor, you ever talk to him about how he's able to maintain that?
No, actually, I mean, coming into the league, everybody knows who TJ is. You know, he just plays hard. That's just what it all comes down to. It's not, I mean, it's obviously energy, but like I said, it all just stems from him playing hard and him wanting to win.
You ever wonder why he's still able to steal an inbounds pass when obviously the advanced scout sees that, and I'm sure that's in the scouting report? How is he still able to do it? Because it still looks like these guys at times aren't prepared for that full court pressure he may, after a make, give them.
I think it just comes from a lack of focus from other teams. You know, I mean, obviously everybody knows that TJ, he prides himself on his defense and obviously stealing the inbounds, and I feel as though that's just, like I said, just a lack of focus and not paying attention.
Jalen Smith of the Pacers on the Andy Moore Automotive Group hotline. How have you felt you have fit with this group, especially in what has been a very successful season to this point?
I felt great. You know, I mean, obviously, it's nothing but opportunity here for you to succeed. You know, obviously, you got a whole organization that wants the best for everybody. You know, the team is for one for all. You know what I mean? Like, we all have goals in our mind, but at the end of the day, we all put them aside because we want a team win. You know, obviously, we know once a team win, everybody else is win. So that's just – it's just a perfect set for me. You know what I mean? Just being able to come out here and just play my game and help the team win.
Is it style of play, or how much is it about style of play that is so intriguing and enjoyable being a part of this team? Where would you rank style of play just by wanting to be around, enjoying being around this team and playing with them?
You know, our style of play is just fun and free. You know, I mean, obviously, Coach Carlisle, he gave the keys to pretty much all the point guards to just be able to do what they want, and then we just read off of that. You know, I mean, obviously, like I said, our style of play is a fast pace, so if you want the ball, you just got to run. You know, I mean, that's just the main goal, and that's why everybody runs, because you're just chasing down the ball. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, it's just a one-for-all team aspect of everybody just wanting to see each other succeed.
It's game one of the postseason first round on Sunday in Milwaukee against the Bucks. 93.5 107.5 right here has the coverage for you. Jalen Smith of the Pacers on the Andy Moore Automotive Group hotline. So a little bit about your impression. I mean, hell, you've seen him five times this season, although they do have a new coach in Doc Rivers. Your impression on, once again, this matchup beginning Sunday with the Bucks, Jalen?
Like I said before, we know it's going to be a challenge coming in. You know, I mean, obviously, when you play against great players like Giannis, Dame, Brook Lopez, and all the rest of the team, you know, like, they have the experience. They've all been in the playoffs before. They won championships together. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just all about us locking in and making sure that we're playing hard and giving it all from start to finish and just continuing the battle each and every possession.
Do you at all allow yourself to think about a what-if scenario with Giannis in terms of him playing or not being able to? Or is it just, do you consider moving forward that he's going to be playing and going to be the normal Giannis you usually see?
Pretty much, we don't plan for nothing. We just go out there and know what we got to do. I mean, with or without Giannis, we're going to play hard. We're going to give it our all from start to finish. And like I said, just continue the battle. I mean, obviously, with him on the court, there's a lot of different things you got to look for and look out for. But without him on the court, I mean, he's going to play the same way regardless. Just give it all from start to finish.
So Jalen Smith with us. How's it feel being in the postseason?
It feels amazing. You know what I mean? Obviously, my rookie year, I was able to make it to the finals with the Phoenix Suns. So it was a great experience, but I wasn't planning it. But now I'm in the playoffs. Being able to play is just a whole different magical thing to me. You know what I mean? It's something I don't take for granted. It's something that I'm going to cherish.
Have you heard the stories about what the field house is like in the postseason there with fans that have been wanting this for a while and now they're going to get it? Have you heard the stories of how hyped that place is going to be?
Oh, yeah, everybody talks about it a lot. I mean, Miles and TJ, they're the ones that experienced it. So they talk about how they were one of the best fan base when it comes to playoff time. I mean, obviously one of the best fan base all year round, but they turn it up a whole nother notch in the playoffs, and that's just something I'm really experienced.
They, I think this is a term that the younger generation uses. They're thirsty. They've been thirsty.
They're
very thirsty, and you're going to see that certainly in game number three when you get back here. And Jalen, they'll talk about it all the time. You go all the way back to the 90s, too, when it was the Pacers versus the Knicks and matchups like that, where you got so much going on around here, stuff at the track, and there's just no better time of year than when your team, for example, can go deep into the postseason because so much is going on, and you see that level of excitement each and every game inside the field house.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Indiana was one of the best places to play basketball. You know, it's a sport state. You know, they support everything. Like you said, with the Indy 500, you see how many people come out. And obviously, this is something that the fans have been yearning for a couple of years. And I feel as though that game three is going to be a real, real crucial game for us back home, because, you know, obviously we all want to please the crowd and just play our style of basketball.
Yeah, getting some time to rest for Jalen and chomping at the bit to get going coming up on Sunday evening against the Bucks in game number one. Jalen Smith of the Pacers on the Andy Moore Automotive Group hotline. Hey, man, an absolute pleasure every time you come on. Fantastic season for you. Keep on keeping on and go get them in this round number one.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you for the listen.
You got it. Anytime. Jalen Smith of the Pacers on the Andy Moore Automotive Group hotline.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.